What's going on, parentpreneurs? Michael Kittinger here, back with another episode of the Parentpreneur Accelerator podcast. So I got something special for you today. I'm actually going to be playing part of a training I did a couple weeks ago on the levers of leverage. And so, you know, in order to build the life and business of our dreams, we need to implement leverage in our business, in our life. And so I walk through the main types of leverage that there are, some examples, and how to implement it, again, in your business and in your life. So let me cue up the intro, and then it'll start right in. So the big question is this: how do parentpreneurs like us, who are busy building a business and raising active families, how do we do it in a way that lets us get our products and services and the things that we believe in out into the world? And how do we do that without working 24/7 or sacrificing time with the ones we love most? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Michael Kittinger, and welcome to the Parentpreneur Accelerator Podcast. Implement these six types of leverage in your business to build the life and business of your dreams. Would you like to see how? Awesome. Okay, so what is the value of leverage? Why do we use leverage? We're able to create an outsized return with less work or effort. Okay, so by implementing and using these six levers of leverage, we're able to get more by doing less. And this is what I help entrepreneurs and parentpreneurs implement in their business. Leverage is being able to create an outsized or greater return with less work or effort, which again allows us to live our ideal life. So once again, the six types of leverage: media, technology, your own assets, other people, other people's money, and other people's assets, non-monetary. All right, so we're actually gonna go through this in reverse order. Okay, so I'm gonna start at the bottom and we're gonna work our way up here. Okay, so other people's assets, non-monetary assets. This is leveraging other people's audiences, other people's credibility, for instance. So what do I mean by their audience? Their email lists, the groups or communities they've been able to build and bring together. Their readers, their subscribers, their listeners, if you're talking about a podcast, right? Because here's the thing, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people out there who are, they may not be massive influencers, but they're influencers, right? Like they've created they've gathered together an audience. A lot of them have no idea how to monetize that audience, monetize their following. Where we have an offer, but maybe we don't have a following. So if they have a following and we have an offer, let's come together so that everyone wins. Their audience wins because we give them massive value and we help them along their path to reaching their goals. The partner, right, the person who has the audience, wins because they are able to provide value to their audience. They're able to monetarily be rewarded for their audience. And we win because we get new clients, new revenue, more exposure, right? So it's a win-win-win. If somebody has built up credibility with their audience, if they endorse you, if they recommend you, if you get that third-party validation, it gives you near instantaneous credibility, okay? So if you see that picture in the bottom right, everyone probably knows who that is. Oprah Winfrey, right? I mean, there's literally something called the Oprah effect. Let me share what I mean by that. Do you recognize any of these names? Dr. Oz, Gail King, Suze Orman, Rachel Ray, Rhonda Byrne, Dr. Phil. Guess what these six people have in common? Oprah Winfrey single-handedly made them deca millionaires, single-handedly, they have greater than $10 million. They went from a nobody to over $10 million of net worth. Dr. Phil's like 250 or 300 million, right? But tens of millions of dollars, all because Oprah had them on there and they were able to leverage her audience and her credibility. Now, why or how did she have them on there? Because they had a knowledge, they had an expertise that she didn't have that she wanted to provide to her audience. Let me say that again. You and I have knowledge and expertise, and we can get a certain type of person a certain type of result. The person who has the audience, the influencer, the partner, they have the people, but they don't have the knowledge and skill sets and expertise that we do. So they bring us on. They bring us in front of their audience so that we can teach their audience, so that we can help their audience. Does that make sense? That is leveraging other people's audience. Again, whether it is a workshop you do, whether it's writing a valuable blog post for them, whatever your thing is, whatever your product or service and whatever the delivery mechanism is, and there's different stages where, you know, writing a blog post, you get the viewers and stuff, and then you drive them to the workshop and all. But these six people, and she's helped, you know, hundreds of people make millions and millions of dollars. I mean, again, it literally has a term called the Oprah effect. If Oprah endorses you, you immediately just, you know, you're pretty much set. But these are the decamillionaires created by Oprah, by them leveraging her audience. Okay, that's how powerful it is. Now, I'll be quite frank. You and I, we probably won't be getting on Oprah or leveraging her audience or somebody of that size and that magnitude, okay? But let me ask you, what if every month we were able to leverage just two or three audiences to generate 100 leads and 10 to 15 new clients? Imagine what that would do for your life and business. You see, we don't need massive, massive audiences to get in front of. We just need to make sure that the right type of audience and get in front of them. All right, this is extremely, extremely powerful. You get the right type of person, especially if you can leverage somebody's audience of buyers. All right, so if somebody has paid or already bought something to show up to your workshop, for instance, you can get a much higher conversion rate. I mean, think about even if they only got 30 people and you did a workshop to 30 people of your ideal potential clients who were already buyers, right? You close 20. Think about if you just did that twice a month. You see the power of leveraging other people's audiences, credibilities, etc. Okay, so that was other people's non-monetary assets. Okay, let me get a sip real quick. And we'll move on to the next one. Other people's money. Are there ways to leverage other people's money? I mentioned this in the offer, and I'll talk about it again here in a minute. Both for advancing for you and advancing your business forward, how can you leverage other people's money? But then also, how can we set up your business, your offer, your program, your service, so that you can leverage and your clients can leverage other people's money so that you can make more sales and generate more revenue. All right, so I shared with you yesterday, again, I'll share the offer again here in a minute, but you can actually get the Path to Freedom coaching program for free by having other people, by recommending, right? By getting other people to sign up, then you're leveraging their money to get your program for free. You can use things like a credit card or PayPal credit. So you're leveraging other people's money to get access to a program like this. And again, you could offer something like this to your clients so that they can get access to your product, your service, so that you can help them achieve their ultimate goal. And they don't have to necessarily pay for it all up front or be out of a lot of cash before, especially if you have some sort of, some sort of make money, right? If you're in the money category and you're confident you can get somebody the results, then something like offering, letting them pay with PayPal credit, like it's a no-brainer, right? Like PayPal's fronting them the money. They get in the program, they get the knowledge, the expertise, the guidance, the direction, the accountability. They're able to get results, and the results pay off the PayPal credit. And so it's essentially getting the program free that way. How can we set up similar opportunities for you in your business and for your clients? It's part of what we're going to look at when we dive into your business and dive into your offer as part of the onboarding process for the Path to Freedom program. How do we leverage other people's money so that we can make more and to get what we want? All right, next one up, other people. Imagine having other people do the tasks and chores that you don't want to and really shouldn't be doing. And here's what I mean by that. Like hiring a virtual assistant or an assistant, right, to check your emails, manage your calendar, respond to direct messages. Do things like that, free up your time. Hiring somebody to clean your house, having somebody to, or doing a food delivery, or a chef, somebody to do your yard work. Right? How can we leverage other people, both in our business and life? And hear me out, I'm not saying like in a negative manner. I'm not saying take advantage of people or anything like that. I'm saying, ethically and morally, leverage other people, right? They have their skill sets. They have their thing. How can we leverage their skill set so that we don't have to do the thing that we don't want to or shouldn't be doing? Meaning just our use of time and value is at a higher level. We talked about the four levels of value, right? Our use of time and value is at a higher level. So how can we hire people or at least partner or work with people? How can we leverage their time and their skill sets? One of the things we do in the program is when you're ready or if you need help, we'll show you how to hire a VA, hire some different, handle contractors. Maybe you're like, man, I don't like putting presentations together. Cool. I can show you how you literally never have to pay for a graphic designer again. Or where to go to hire somebody to put your presentation again. For very inexpensive. There's ways you can make life and business much more enjoyable by being able to leverage other people. Again, a VA, a virtual assistant, contractors like graphic designers, tech specialists, somebody to handle a lot of the back end tech stuff, build funnels, build your website, things like that. Someone to do home or personal jobs, cleaning the home, yard work, grocery shopping. Also leveraging our partners, right? We talked about leveraging their non-monetary asset, their list and things, right? But we can also leverage them as a person through the partnership and everything. All right, next type of leverage is how can we build our own assets to add leverage to our business, right? So instead of having to create endless content, instead of having to do all this stuff, imagine only having to create one core piece of content, what we call, you know, our master presentation or masterpiece presentation, and then just presenting the same story, the same training, same offer, over and over and over again. How much stress would be removed, right, from only having to really focus on creating one core piece of content? And again, this is not an auto webinar. All right, but how can we leverage the assets that we have? How can we leverage our own email list, our own audiences? Part of the program is when you onboard, we ask you, what assets do you have? Do you have an email list? Do you have followers? Do you have connections? Do you have things in place that we could quickly leverage to generate results? I'll talk more about Fractal CRM and stuff in a few minutes when I go through the offer. I didn't even mention this yesterday, but we have a whole reactivation campaign built out that we just need to update for you and your specific business. But like, let's say you have an email list, but you haven't been very active sending emails. Cool. First thing we'll do is we'll run after we create your $1 million offer and everything, but we'll just fire up the reactivation campaign. Immediately get people coming in, getting people interested. But your own assets, oftentimes we overlook that, but that is real value. That is a, you know, if you think about these like billions of dollars acquisition, you know, Microsoft, what, buying Skype and, you know, all these things, they're buying the list of customers. They could go out and spend way less money creating the exact same technology. But what are they really purchasing? They're purchasing the list. The audience, right? So there is value in your list, in your current audience, in the current assets you've created. How do we go and we leverage that to get better results faster or more results faster? So that's your own assets. Next, technology. Technology can be a massive leverage in your business, right? If right now you're doing a lot of manual work and manual follow-up and having to remember to send things, right? Send reminders for calls, or if somebody registers for an event, right? Or you onboard a new client and you've got to remember the task, getting the contract signed, doing all that. Right. What if we're able to leverage technology to automate all of that? Right. Leveraging technology that automatically reaches out to podcast hosts, Facebook group owners. Should have said owners, not members. Etc. Right. Being able to leverage technology to automate and streamline your onboarding process. How much easier would that be for you? We can leverage websites, funnels, CRM, follow-up automations, or just automations in general. All right. How can we leverage not just any technology, but the right pieces of technology? Because listen, I love technology. All right. And especially a few years ago, I had 10, 20 different pieces of tech running the business, right? So it's not just leveraging technology, but how can we leverage the right technology so that it's smooth, it's seamless, it's streamlined, so that not only are we leveraging the technology, but we're adding additional leverage by not having to spend a lot of time or have multiple different softwares or doing all that. All right, one of the things we look at, again, once again, like through the onboarding and while we're working together, is what technology stack are you using, and are there ways to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of it? As a matter of fact, yesterday afternoon, I got an email asking, hey, how can we automate this software and this software? So I went through and helped them set that up. So now they're no longer having to take the information out of this software and somebody manually entering it over here. We're able to figure out, how do we automate that? So it's now seamless. All right, that's technology. Finally, media. Imagine having a simple and inexpensive retargeting campaign. Again, media would be like ads, you know, Facebook, things like that. I have managed over 7 figures in paid ads between Facebook and Google. All right, what if I showed you an extremely effective but inexpensive strategy to leverage media, to leverage paid ads that consistently keeps you top of mind of your own audience, right? So it's warm traffic, it's not cold. We leverage our partners to bring in the cold traffic, and then we can leverage media and paid ads at a very inexpensive rate to stay in front of them, stay top of mind. How valuable would that be? Having an entire retargeting campaign set up and running for you. So again, 6 types of leverage. You've got other people's assets, other people's money, other people, your own assets, technology, and media. Those are the key types of leverage that we can implement into your business so that you can build the life and business of your dreams, making more money working fewer hours. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. And as a valuable listener, I'd like to send you a free gift that will help you grow your business. You can get it at parentpreneur.com/gift. See you on the next episode.